Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Mink Floyd, baby. Barry.
My nigga Mink.
Talk dirty to him.
Dirty, baby.
I think she want it, homie. Ming Floyd's not missing that PM. Clean, kinda mean, homie. Look how we limp.
How we limp.
Small thing when they know your job, Jones, you're ballin'. Get the number, but don't call them. It's just for the sporting.
Out.
I'm all in. I got my.
Yeah. We have got, and it feels so good for me to welcome you all to another episode of Games We Play Relationships 101 Radio. I am your honored host, Mr. Yours Truly, and I'm here with my co-host, the tenacious, phenomenal, smart, sexy, and oh so amazing, Miss Candy K. How you doing, lady?
How you doing?
All right. We're also here with my brother, our own in-house relationship specialist, the love doctor himself, Mr. Nat Fattel. What's up, brother?
I'm all right, brother. How's everybody doing?
All right. Okay, let's get right into the mix of things, right? The topic we have on today's show is given to us by one of our last week listeners who goes by the name of Melissa. So shout out to Melissa for giving us the topic. And her topic stems from a question of if a person cheats once, can they always assume to be a cheater? So that's the question. If a person cheats once, can you always assume that they're going to be a cheater? Are they always going to cheat? So that's the topic of today's story. So I think this will be a good time to give out the number.
We
so if anybody want to get into hello?
Hey, I was just saying we want to hear what everybody thinks. I'm going to give out that number. It's 646-716-4983. Everybody, that number is 646-716-4983. So y'all give us a call. We want to hear what you think.
All right. Okay. So now that we got that touched on, if y'all don't mind, I want to touch on the subject real quick. You know what I mean? To me, it's really about the circumstances of the situation, circumstances of the relationship. Because, like, I've been in relationships where me and a female I was dealing with, we had an agreement that if I see her with another dude, I respect her and respect her and that dude's time together, and vice versa if she's seeing me with another female. Then it came a point in that relationship where she suddenly started acting up, making scenes as if we had an exclusive relationship. Then to me, that's cheating. To me, right there, that's cheating because she broke the rules of our relationship. But when she got past it and we continued dealing with our relationship, she never cheated again because we never had that problem again. So in that circumstances, I believe that she wasn't a continuous cheater. I didn't have to assume that she would cheat on me again because we never had that problem again. But on the flip side, I had a situation where me and a girl had an exclusive relationship. She cheated on me, but I couldn't get past it. And I always assumed that she was cheating on me regardless of how much she claimed that she wasn't, because I felt I couldn't trust her no more. So to me, it really all depends on the circumstances of the situation of the relationship. So how do y'all feel about that? How do you feel about that, Ken?
Okay, yes, truly, yo. Technically, that's not really cheating, because that's just you guys having an understanding. Cheating is when you're being deceptive, when you're lying on purpose to someone else, deceiving them. But that's not, technically, you know what you're doing, and you, what you're talking with, they're down with you seeing other people. That's not cheating. Now, I'm really kind of torn between, you know, cheating. If you cheat once, you cheat forever. You're always known as a cheater. I'm really feeling like two-faced at this point because I'm like, I've cheated, but that don't mean I cheat on everybody. You know?
So you've been on both ends of the sticks where you actually cheated and been a cheater?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you can't. I wouldn't say I'd be a cheater for forever. That's just I've cheated for whatever reason. But I'm not going to cheat forever. But I've known to cheat. I've been known to cheat.
So I'm saying, how about when it was on the other foot? When the dude cheated on you? Did you always assume he was a cheater after that?
I don't really know. I mean, yeah, he probably would be on me, but maybe not someone else. You know, I would honestly say he probably cheated on me once. He probably always gonna cheat on me. You know, but would he do the next woman? Maybe not.
Uh huh. But the way I see it, like I said before, the reason I say it's about the circumstance, because if we sit down as two grown people, and I'm saying, all right, say me and you got a thing going on, right? And we come to this understanding as two grown people where we say this is what our relationship is, regardless if I let you, we have an open relationship or exclusive relationship. If you break the rules of that relationship, to me, that's cheating. That's cheating. And now I think where the situation comes in is that it's really what the other person is feeling, where if you're hurt on the other end, you're always going to assume that person is cheating because your trust has been violated, not the other person's trust. That's when you
keep it moving, you know? That's when you keep it moving. Trust already broken. Like you break a mirror, how you going to put the pieces back together? You can't. It's over. And it's just, honestly, sometimes it's best to move on. You know, or live like that and be okay with it. Right? So what y'all think out there? Let me know what y'all think out there. We got anybody on the line with tell us what they think?
Do you have any callers?
I guess not. I guess we ain't got no callers.
I'm going to go over to the next caller now. Hello? We have a couple callers on the line. I'm going to go over the caller whose last four digits is 8007.
No.
Hello, caller. You're on.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, no, I called in, but I called in too late. I'm trying to see what's going on because I didn't really hear nothing that was going on. Service is a little bad.
Hey, caller, we're talking about relationships, and the question is, if a person cheats one time, are they always going to cheat?
Nah, I don't think so. I think sometimes you got to be bad to understand the good.
So I'm saying, it sounds like you may have had some experience in that. So have you ever been cheated on, or was you the one that's doing the cheating?
I was cheating.
Sound like it. It sounds like you were doing the cheating.
Yeah, I was cheating.
That's how you think of that position.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to suffer to know what good is. I don't cheat no more, though.
What made you stop?
No, I'm just putting it out there because I feel like a lot of guys do cheat, but females cheat too. But it seems like when females cheat, they take it to the grave while we're more honest with what's going on. I'm like, all right, baby, I cheated. But she be like, nah, I ain't do shit. And she kiss you all in your mouth.
I mean, yeah, you take it to the grave.
Hey, shit is crazy. Shit is crazy.
Take it to the grave because we most likely don't have a picture somewhere that will not surface. So take it to the grave.
But that could be bad.
Like women, when it comes to running game, women got more game than dudes. Got dudes be claiming they have game. Our stuff is see through, and women usually accept our bullshit when it comes to that. But I think women got more game because they see a dude, look him over real quick in the blink of an eye, know that they gonna get with that dude right there in the millisecond, right in front of their man, and start
seeing
how they gonna get that thing done.
That is a fact.
I'm glad we got your input, caller. You stay on the line. We're gonna hang out for a little while, listen how the rest of the show goes. We're gonna take another caller, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, caller. Thank you for calling in.
All right, definitely.
For in. That's one for the bros. Let's go.
I'm gonna take caller 7864. Last numbers of 7864. Hey, caller, how you doing?
Hi guys. How you doing?
How you doing, caller?
Good. My name is Katie.
Katie.
Hey.
How you doing, love?
I just wanted to say basically about the cheating, about men and women, like the difference. You guys are talking about the difference about when men and women cheat. I think women cheat probably because of, like, you know, inadequacies that they feel their men have. But I feel like men cheat because they're just kind of animalistic by nature and they're just out for the kill. But women, we don't really want to be tied.
That's because they have the time to do it, right?
All right, we listen.
We don't really want to be tied to that whole stigma of a cheating woman, because that's not really what women do. But I feel like when women do cheat and go outside of their relationship, it's basically because their dude is not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they're looking for that outside of the relationship. Now, when it comes to men, your woman could be doing whatever she is supposed to be doing, and you still will just cheat because, you know, somebody looks good or whatever the case may be.
That's true.
I don't know about that, because, like, I've been in relationships, right, where the relationship was exclusive, me and a female, and I got people that's listening that could attest to this, and I was so wholeheartedly committed to the relationship, and to me, I've cheated before, but I don't consider myself the cheating type, if that make any sense, because I don't see no real reason to cheating, because you can always be straight up with a person. But like I said, I've been in a relationship where the female, she wanted her cake and wanted to eat it too, put it like that. She wanted to have her cake and eat it too. And she played the game like that. That's how she chose to play the game. She came in a relationship playing the game like that. So I can't say that's 100% correct. I can't go with that. Now, maybe men do it more. But I can't say that's 100% correct.
Mr. Yours Truly, if I could chime in real quick, I do want to say before I'm listening to the call, and I do want to say that based on statistics, men cheat 50% more than women. I'm just going to put that out there. Not taking any sides, but putting that out there.
Hold on, Mr. Truly.
Yours Truly, we do have other callers I need to get to. Call, I definitely want to tell you thank you. Please hold on and listen to the rest of the show. Hello? Okay.
Yes.
We'll move on to the next. All right. Hold on, caller. Thank you for calling in.
You got somebody
I'm
else?
I'm going to move on to caller number four. Last four digits, 4830. Last numbers are 4830. Hello, caller? You're on live.
You have to be on the line.
Hello?
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 Yeah, how you doing, caller? What do you think about the whole person cheats once and will they always be considered a cheater? What are your views on that?
Okay, from the last three callers that I heard, okay, for the guy who was saying that women, you know, cheat because they just want to cheat, that's not true. Women cheat just like the woman said, we cheat when we're not being treated right. And when our man cheats, if you're going to continue cheating, well, you got to get played just as well. Now, if you're gonna start a relationship, because I heard the last caller, he said that women go into it with starting out like that. That's not true. I don't believe that. I believe women start men off with all A's and they start to mess up.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Oh,
you know, so it's just how you present yourself, and you can't always have your representative. Men have a lot of representatives. They use the representative. Mm-hmm. Women, we bring everything to the table. We try to get our feelings out, and men, to me, they take advantage of that.
Exactly.
So, let me ask you this, caller. You trying to say women do no wrong?
No.
One more time?
Are you telling me that women do no wrong?
I didn't say women don't do any wrong. I'm saying women do wrong after they've been treated a certain way. Because women don't just, they don't just, I don't know. We just don't.
Let me ask this question. I'll call her. We got a couple callers on the line. I do need to get to them as well, but I do want to ask. Have you ever cheated? The callers on the phone.
If I ever cheated? No, I never cheated,
ma'am.
Because everything for me is out on the table. So I don't cheat.
That's the best way to play. Okay.
All right. Your boyfriend there with you?
Sorry?
Your boyfriend there with you, caller? I said your boyfriend is there with you?
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
Might have one after the call. Let me stop. what I'm saying is that dudes be going into the situation too with their guards up, because you know you got dudes that they're running into a lot of females that's like the gold digger types that a hundred dude down just for the purpose of getting his money, finding a sponsor, and don't take that relationship seriously.
Mr. Yours Truly.
I
hear your point, and I'm going to agree with the caller on this one. The reason why I say that is because most women, they do cheat because they lack emotional, they're lacking an emotional connection.
Yes.
And most of the time it's because what happens is that in this relationship, they are looking for affection and attention, and they're not receiving it. But I'm just going to leave that on the table, and then I'm going to back out. Hey, caller, I really appreciate you calling in. I'm going to have to bring another caller back into this situation. But you guys,
thanks for your call.
Chime in.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for your call, caller.
No problem.
I'm going to take on caller number 4386. Last four numbers, 4386.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on live.
Hey, what's going on? I was catching bits and pieces of the conversation. What's the question next?
Question is,
if a person cheats, right, should they always be assumed to be a cheater if a person cheats? Now, the conversation went along of the difference between men and women cheating, the types of cheating that they do. So, What's your spill on that? What's on your mind when it comes to that?
My experience, I've seen and actually experienced as well that majority of people actually cheat because they got a void in their life. There's some type of void, and you know, in the beginning of the relationship, I look at relationships like a job interview. You understand what I'm saying? When you want that job, it's like you qualify. You're saying you qualify. You put in your resume. Then next thing you know, you understand what I'm saying? You get the job, and after a while, here's your job duties. Here's your job description, what you got to do. Next thing you know, after a couple of months in, you get comfortable. Now, once you get comfortable, you're like, you know what? I don't do that shit no more. You understand what I'm saying? So now you're taking away the void that you first put in the beginning of the relationship. So whether it's men or women, it doesn't matter who. People is human. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter. Everybody have their own reason for why they cheat. You know what I mean? But I normally, if I have to bring it down to the core of the reason has to do with, you know, the one person might be filling a void. You know, you wasn't doing what you used to do when we first started. So. Mm-hmm. Because you're not doing it now, okay, here comes another dude, like, he's doing something else good now. So, you know what? Let me see what this nigga's about, or vice versa. Let me see what this chick is about, because this chick used to cook for me. Now I'm living with you. You don't even cook no more. You understand what I'm saying? So once a person starts feeling a void in a relationship, their interests start automatically to other things. It doesn't matter, male, female, anybody. Once there's a void, they start looking into options.
I'm going to definitely go with that, Paula, and I appreciate you calling in and giving us your input. What you're saying is definitely right, and there's definitely a sense of self-fulfillment that is lacking in the situation.
Yeah.
And I do have a question for thank you, caller. Do stay on the line listening. We still have a little bit of show. We've got a little, about 10 minutes left in the show. Stay on the line, caller. That was great input. Thank you for your input. Kelly. I thought we had a Kelly on the line. Let me ask you something, Mr. Yours Truly. No, you know what? Let me redirect this to Candy. Candy, you say you cheated before. You were a lady, and you cheated before, so, you know, you definitely don't have a clean slate. Let me ask you, in the situation that you did cheat, why did you cheat? Let me have a brief answer. Why did you cheat? If you could sum it up to three words, what would your three words be?
There was a boy.
I want to hear this.
Now, this is a horrible move, and it may make me look bad, but
yeah,
I did tell him.
Are you just a nasty girl? I'm kidding. Go ahead. Let me just hear you.
No, I had a conversation with him, and I told him he wasn't satisfying me. And it's a very awkward conversation to have with any man, first of all. And I've asked around. Most women do not have the conversation, but I had to have the conversation because I liked him. But he just couldn't satisfy me, and ultimately, he didn't take heed, and I was just like, I gotta go. I can't do it. I need it more. I really need it more, and he just wouldn't. He was incapable of giving it. So
he couldn't satisfy you. Okay.
No.
Couldn't satisfy you. Okay. No. How about you, Mr. Yours Truly? Yours Truly. Anthony, you've cheated before. I'm sure you have. Most men do.
Yeah.
Tell me, what was your reason?
Make it brief. I don't want to sound all sensitive and all that, but I cheated because I just had got out of a relationship where the girl cheated on me and I was hurting. My heart was hurting. I'm crying and all this crazy stuff. I wasn't really crying, but I was, you know, I was feeling the pain. So the next girl that came along, she committed herself to me, but I wasn't committed to her because every time I looked at her, I seen that same, the other girl that cheated on me. And I like no women is just hot girls. It's like all men are dogs. I like all women are going to cheat. All women can't be trusted. So, you know, I got on my Snoop Dogg and them stuff at the time, and I just got on my bull crap. So that's what pushed me to cheat because I was hurting at the moment. I couldn't get past my hurt. But she laughed at me. I'm hurting now. She's laughing at me.
You wasn't getting your feelings over there, huh?
He's in his feelings. We're up against the clock, and I just want to say a few words real quick about, you know, just put my input on the last of this. We all understand that this relationship thing is a big game. That's why we call it. That's why I name the show The Games We Play. Relationships 101, and you know, being cheated on is one of the worst ways to lose. So in order to understand that part of the game, this is where we get a little serious. You got to kind of understand why the cheaters cheat. Most cheaters cheat because of emotional connection. There's also relationship situations, like Candy said, she wasn't being satisfied. Her mate wasn't up to par. There's also the situational cheater. These guys cheat. These guys and females, they cheat when put in certain situations, probably around a lot of attractive people on a constant basis, so they go ahead and they cheat. But none are really constant cheaters. A person cheats because of because of certain reasons, and if they are at least these faults are met, they usually don't cheat. But the biggest reason why people cheat, we could roll it up to, is self-fulfillment. Something is missing. It's almost the same as drug abuse. You know, a person who constantly smokes drinks, they are looking for something on the outside to validate themselves. So playing this game that we play, how do we avoid this? The best way to do it is to talk about what's in the relationship. Honesty and communication is always the best policy in any relationship. I don't care if it's with your dog. I'm going to always say that. But what I do want to say is that what you do is that you talk about what constitutes cheating in your relationship beforehand. Everything is beforehand. If you're going to play this game, you got to do what you need to do beforehand. You don't jump in and then figure it out. Talk about that. You talk about what you constitute as cheating, and you honestly figure out to yourself, is this person, are you going to give yourself 100, you're going to give this person 100%, 150%? Because what happens is that in relationships, you don't end up giving up enough, and the other person feels inadequate, and so they look for outside validation. In fact, in some of the statistics, men are more likely to cheat due to testosterone. A religious mate is less likely to cheat because they think it's wrong in the eyes of God, and women cheat for the lack of attention and affection. So, again, when we play these games, we know how to go in. Best policy is always honesty and communication beforehand, And that should help us out. You know, make life simple. Keep going on and play the game right. That's all I'm going to
say.
Wow.
That was good. I think I'm going to take that.
Right.
So, we're about to come to the end of the show. For those of you all that want to check out our Instagram page, you could go to the Instagram page, check out our memes on relationships. We have a whole bunch of relationship memes up there. You can even DM us some of your relationship memes that you think would go good with the subject matter or just relationships in general. DM us at our Instagram page, which is relationship, you know, Games We Play, Relationships 101. We also have a Facebook page up where you could go with the same name, Games We Play, Relationships 101, and send us the topics. Send us your topics. Like us on Facebook. Send us your topics. And maybe we'll have you on the air to co-host with us as a guest host talking about the topic yourself, or at least have, hey, your topic on the air. So with that, I just want to say that it was a good time. I thank our host, Candy K. I thank our love doctor, Mr. Nat Patel. I thank Melissa for bringing us the topic of the day, and I thank all our callers. So until next time, this is Games We Play, Relationship 101, and we're going to take you out with one of our favorite artists, Minx Floyd, with one of his songs. All right, bring it in.
Hey, everybody, have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
All right, guys.
Oh, Mink Floyd, baby. Bobby.
My nigga Mink.
Talk dirty to him.
Dirty, baby.
I think she want it, homie. Mink Floyd's not missing that PM. Clean, kinda mean, homie. Look how we limp.
How we limp.
It's a small thing when they know your job, Jones. You're ballin'. Get the number, but don't call him. It's just for the sport thing. I'm all in. I got my eyes on the orphan. And she looking for a home. The way she shake it, say she want things. Listen, shorty, you can call me daddy. My swag's wild as well. They say your voice type savvy. No rims on the caddy. This is grown man. Your man got an apartment. I own land this. The cribs come with jacuzzi. He still pushing that hoopy. I'm in the six. Come on, tell him catch up. It's easy to lose me.
I think she want it. Look at how she flaunt it. Wait till I get on it, okay? Who's your daddy? Tell me who's your daddy. Backseat of the caddy, go ahead. Tell me what you wanna do. When it's just me and you. Don't make me wait for the baby that you're moving this way.
Okay.
Unless you're sure that it's mine. All the play, yeah.
Here I come, just as nasty as I wanna be. Borderline perv, sex game is disorderly. I put it in place it shouldn't ought to be.